Last year I was sitting with a friend at her market stall in South London. She was selling beautiful bags made out of recycled plastic, but whenever anyone approached her stall, she immediately looked the other way, embarrassed. "Let me do it," I said, beginning to buttonhole customers, showing them the wonderful bags. "Isn't this lovely? What a great price! Look at all the love and work that went into this." Because trying to sell someone else's work, work that you know is good, is easy. Selling your own is not. For the first time in my life, I've crowdfunded a novel. And before I started, I asked other writers what their experiences had been like. Most groaned and said the same thing. "You'll have to do a lot of marketing." "But we have to do this anyway," I thought. "We can't rely on publishers to want or be able to or be willing to properly sell our books." But until I started my crowdfunding campaign with Unbound, I had no idea really what it would involve. I would have to promote, to advertise, to network, and overall I'd have to sell. I needed to find around 250 people who would agree to pre-order my novel, and only once they did would it be published. Like my friend on the market stall, it made me uncomfortable, embarrassed, and sometimes I felt like a fraud. Why should people pre-order my product? How would I interest them? How would I get them to buy? And not only that, I was asking them to pay for something that didn't exist. I was marketing a novel that was yet to see the light of day. Did I really believe in my book enough? Could I promise people it would be worth their while and they would enjoy it? Because what if they didn't? What if it was a letdown? What if my novel was crap? "Hi, my name's Caitlin and my book, Daisy Bell, Swimming Champion of the World, is great. Please buy it. And you can find me on Facebook and Bookface. You can follow me on Twitter and Twatter. Here's a link. Take a flyer. Tell all your friends." I very quickly realised I didn't want to be doing this. I wanted someone else to do it for me. And while I was shy and embarrassed to begin with, I soon became obsessed. I didn't like the person I was turning into. Marketing brought out the pushy me, the bullying me, the person who actually asked a relative to pledge not once, but with three ever more increasingly urgent reminders. And then, thank God, 6 weeks later, it was over. I'd reached my crowdfunding target. My novel would see the light of day. I could return to normal and start writing again. Well, just as soon as I'd found an endorsement for the cover, arranged a launch, pitched myself to festivals, and put the finishing touches to my highly strategic, I'm completely winging it, pre-publication publicity plan.